To what extent does the sound of your voice impact people's impression of you? Maybe you've noticed that you tend to hesitate when it comes to projecting your voice in certain circumstances or in certain environments, or maybe you dislike the way your voice sounds when you speak or when you sing. The good news is that you can learn to become aware of what I call your vocal brand. In this episode, I'm going to share what your vocal brand is and how you can start to train your voice so that it becomes your most powerful tool for influence and impact. Our ability to influence others is directly impacted by the way we use our voices. After over 16 years coaching some of the world's biggest voices in business, music, TV, and film, I can say with certainty that if you have a voice, then you can learn to use it with confidence and skill. My name is Crystal Diaz. Welcome to the Vocal Branding Podcast. I think it's safe to say that most of us want to be perceived a certain way, whether consciously or not. I mean, sure, there are some of us who might say, I don't care what anybody says, I don't care what anybody thinks about me, but that's not what this is about. Wanting to be perceived a particular way is not about shaping ourselves to other people's beliefs or expectations. It's really about cultivating our own sense of self, our own confidence, our identity, our authenticity, and really showing up in a way that reflects who we are, our values, our aspirations, our individuality. It's really about aligning the external image that we all have with the internal self-concept. At the same time, I think that if there's something that you really want to achieve in life or a dream you want to pursue, then being seen favorably by the people you want to influence or have an impact on is going to be helpful to you, right? That's important. But what role does the sound of your voice play in all of this? What role does it play in how we are perceived? And I'm specifically talking about the way the voice sounds. So it's not about what you say, it's how you say it. I think that this topic also that we're talking about here is related to your personal brand, which is a term I'm sure all of us are familiar with. Your personal brand is the unique combination of skills, values, experiences, and characteristics that basically make up who you are. And your personal brand can really directly impact the way people perceive you. It can include things like what you're known for, your reputation, what you do, what you stand for, your image. And really, whether we like it or not, people are going to form an opinion of you. And here's where personal branding can be incredibly powerful, because if we can be more intentional about how we come across, then we can really influence people's opinions of us and impact the decisions and the actions that they take. And of course, this, again, is so important for any one of us who wants to achieve things in life, who want to pursue goals and to achieve our dreams. For example, if you want to launch a business or you want to get a promotion at work, it's not enough anymore just to have the skills. It's not enough to just be able to show that you can do the job. It's the way in which you do it that will really set you apart from everybody else. And I think personal branding is becoming more and more important as a topic nowadays. And I think it'll continue to be important because there's a natural desire for people to want to connect and want to know about you and build that personal connection with you. You've got these great skills, you've got a great resume, but people, I think, really want to know what you're about. What's your values? They want to get to know you deeper. Now, given all of this, what role does the voice actually play? And again, I'm specifically talking about the way your voice sounds and the impression that you could be giving others based on how you sound. So I call this vocal branding. In singing, it's that unique signature singing style that a singer has that really makes them instantly recognizable. You listen to Adele on the radio, you don't need to see a video, you know it's Adele. Same thing with somebody like Lady Gaga or Billie Eilish or Ed Sheeran. All well-known singers have essentially created their own powerful vocal brand through their signature singing style. Now, in speaking, it's actually very similar. Vocal branding for speaking is the unique way in which you use your voice to converse, to present, or to communicate. And the way in which you use your voice here really defines who you are. It's what makes you recognizable to others. But what is it that makes up your vocal brand? What is it that people are hearing? Well, whether I'm working with you on your speaking skills or on your singing skills, there are five key components that I believe make up your vocal brand. And those five key components are your pitch, your tone, your rhythm, your dynamic variance, and your clarity. So I'm going to go through each of them just briefly here, one by one, so that you have more of an understanding and a framework for how you can start to think about what your vocal brand might be. So let's start with your tone. I like to think of your tone in terms of colors and textures. And this is true for both speaking and singing. And so when I work with my clients, we often talk about their vocal tone in terms of colors and textures, because of course this is totally subjective, but it gives us something to describe the voice, right? It gives us a framework or some way to describe the characteristics of a person's tone. For example, is it bright? Is it mellow? Is it soft? Is it sultry? Dark, light? Again, these are subjective terms, but they are useful as a way to have a conversation about a person's tone. And really, we all have a tone, whether we are intentional about it or not. But the thing is, we can also learn to manipulate the tone of our voices. It is not set in stone. We can essentially learn to change the tonal colors of our voices as well as the textures depending on the mood that we want to convey or the emotions that we want to bring across. All right, so that is our tone. The second component here is pitch. So in singing, of course, it's about pitch accuracy. It's also about flexibility, like how you are able to move up and down your range. And it's also about how stable you are when you hit those notes. Now in speaking, it's a little bit different. In speaking, I talk about pitch in terms of where your voice is sitting at or tends to sit at in your range. Right. So, for example, does it tend to sit very high up here? Are you speaking up here in your range, or do you tend to speak down here, kind of low and deep in your voice? Also, in speaking, your pitch relates to your ability to modulate your tone. For example, if you really want to convey excitement, you may want to be able to move your voice up here. Or if it's a very somber event and you want to convey the seriousness of the mood, then you may want to bring your voice down here. Right, so lots of options here. The third component related to your vocal brand is your rhythm. Now in singing, it's the way in which your voice syncs up with the tempo and the rhythm of the music. But in speaking, it's related to the pace at which you speak, but again, also your ability to vary that depending on what it is that you want to communicate and the nature of what it is that you're communicating. The fourth component that makes up your vocal brand is what I call dynamic variance. And this relates to your ability to project your voice at different dynamic levels. It's not just about being able to go from a quiet setting to very, very loud. It's about your ability to vary your dynamic levels so that you can have this full spectrum of possibilities when you are communicating. The fifth component of your vocal brand is your clarity, and this relates to your articulation, your accent, and specifically how you shape your words, so your vowels and your consonants. The interesting thing here is that whether you are trained in these components or not, you are using them anyway. If you are speaking or singing, you are already exhibiting these components. Your voice is naturally going to sit at a specific spot in your range when you speak. It's already happening. But all of these components that I've just gone through are actually skills. They're just skills that anyone can learn to develop. They're not set in stone. So just imagine how much more powerful, impactful, and influential you can be if you can train yourself to speak with different tonal qualities or sounds, or you can modulate your pitch to speak in a way that's appropriate to the situation or the topic that you want to communicate, or the emotional expression that you want to have, or you can use your voice to dynamically highlight key points in your message in a way that really engages your listeners and really makes sure that they are receiving the message that you want to convey. There's also something that I think that is important to address at this point, and that's related to authenticity, because I think there's a way to learn how to utilize these skills authentically, but also there's a way to use them inauthentically. Because really, the voice is just a tool. You can learn to use it however you want. But I think people don't realize that they actually have a lot of control over the way in which they use their voices. So when I work with my vocal students on their singing, for example, my goal is to really help them see what their voices can do. My goal is to teach them the skills and the techniques so that they can sing whatever song that they want and sing it in the way that they want to. But ultimately, what they do on stage or in a recording studio is entirely up to them. I'm not here to tell them how I think they should sound or how I think their voices should be. I'm here just to show them, hey, look, this is what is possible. Let's unlock the full potential of your voice so that now you have more options. You've got more colors in your palette. You have more tools in your tool belt. And the process is the same for when I'm working with somebody on their speaking skills. But here's what I really love about voice coaching and working with people through the lens of their vocal brand. You see, I always tell people that we have two voices. We've got the outer voice that people hear. Okay, so it's the sound that's coming out of you, but also the meaning people are making based on what they are hearing from you, right? So that's the outer voice. By becoming more proficient at your vocal technique and really learning how to use your voice like an instrument, you actually have far greater direct control over the impression that the sound of your voice has on other people. But we've also got the inner voice. All right, so that's our inner critic. That's related to our beliefs, whether they are empowering beliefs or limiting beliefs. It is related to the values that you have, the stories you tell yourself about who you are and what you believe you're capable of doing. It's related to your fears, your insecurities, your deep-rooted desires. Your inner voice will always dictate how your outer voice comes across. So the inner voice is all of that stuff that goes on internally, and all of that stuff inevitably impacts the way that your outer voice comes out. And it's through this internal work that you can learn to shift deep-rooted habits and patterns of behaviors that are actually impacting your outer voice. For example, you can learn to resolve negative experiences that you've repressed from your past because it's no longer being stuck within you. You are learning to express them and getting them out of you. You are learning to bring them out into the surface and looking at the thoughts and the things that you've been saying to yourself and questioning them. Am I really saying these things? Is this really what I believe? Is this helpful to me? These conversations that you end up having when you do this internal work is incredibly powerful, and they directly impact the confidence that you have when it comes to your outer voice. I think this deeper internal work is really where true authenticity comes from. I think you can do all of the outer work, you can learn all the techniques, but if you don't commit to doing that internal work, you are running the risk of coming across as inauthentic. And people can always tell. You probably have had this experience yourself when you've watched somebody speak, or even if you've had a conversation with somebody. What they're saying is great, but there's something there. There's something that maybe you can't point a finger at, you can't really articulate, but there's something there. Maybe it's a slight hitch of the breath, or maybe it's a slight hesitation, or something in the way that they are speaking. Your vocal brand is not just about using the techniques to sound good and to speak confidently. It's about doing that internal work as well so that you can craft a vocal brand that is authentic and really aligns with who you truly are. At the end of this episode, I actually have a little exercise that I want to share with you to help you start thinking about your vocal brand. And so we will get to that in just a moment. Now, if you are watching this episode today or you are listening to this podcast, I hope you can see how easy it is to underestimate the impact that the sound of our voices can have when it comes to the impression we give others. And hopefully you can see how impactful your voice can be when it comes to communicating with greater authority, influence, confidence, and authenticity. But it's always hard to hear ourselves, right? We are so used to hearing our own voices that it's actually hard to know what to listen for and what to change. I have a masterclass that I previously ran where I taught three practical ways that you can change your voice to engage your listeners, to increase your authority, to increase your influence, and to do so in a way that's authentic. You can get free access to this masterclass by going to crystaldiaz.com/masterclass. And I'm making this available because I want you to have some practical tools that you can start using right away to improve or develop your own vocal brand if this is something that you recognize will really help you to achieve your goals. Again, to gain access to this masterclass for free while it's still available, go to crystaldiaz.com/masterclass. And that's Crystal with a K. All right. As promised, here is the exercise that I want to share with you. It's very simple, but it can be a little bit challenging. And so I'm going to outline it here for you in just a few steps. Step one, set a timer for 2 minutes, just 2 minutes. And in that time, I want you to outline in note form what you did yesterday. Not in sentence form, in note form. Okay, you can keep it really simple. It really doesn't matter what you did. It can be totally mundane. Literally just write down what you did yesterday. Brush my teeth. Maybe you want to start with I woke up. Brush my teeth. Got the kids ready for school. Just jot it down in note form. Don't go more than 2 minutes, okay? Now, step two, I want you to record yourself talking about your day based on your notes and set a timer for 5 minutes. Okay, now this may actually seem like a long time because you could do this exercise for about 2 minutes and then realize you still got 3 minutes left to fill, but you've kind of described your day already. But this is kind of the point. It's good to get yourself, slightly uncomfortable so that you can see what comes out of you. You can see how you naturally behave. And don't worry, you're not going to have to share this with anybody. You can just delete this later on if you want to. But this exercise is going to be really valuable for you, not just as a review or reflection, but also as you are doing it, to notice the habits that come up or to notice any discomfort levels that come up when you realize you have to talk for another 3 more minutes and you've got nothing else planned to say. All right, so spend 5 minutes talking about your day based on your notes. Now, step number three, this is a tough one. You're going to have to listen back. All right, so ideally, you are recording yourself on video as well, because that's going to be helpful to see your body language and to see how you are when you speak. But if audio is what you're comfortable with, then just do audio. That's a really great first step anyway. So you've got to listen and review back what it is that you are saying. And I want you to do it in a very specific way. I want you to ignore what you said. Ignore everything that you are saying. Listen specifically to how you sound. So just the sound of your voice as it's coming out of you. And make a note of anything that you noticed. Right? So don't judge yourself. I don't want you to look at this and have all this negative self-feedback that you're ending up giving yourself. Try to do this as objectively as possible. The purpose of this is for you to get used to hearing yourself on recording, because that is the sound that everyone else hears. Now, I get it that this can be quite confronting of an exercise. It can be very uncomfortable, but getting uncomfortable is the first step to learning anything new. We're not going to learn anything new if we don't allow ourselves to get a little bit uncomfortable. This is about noticing, becoming aware of the habits that you have that you don't even realize. Most of the time when we are doing it, when we are speaking or when we are singing even, we don't notice the habits that are coming out. And so then we might feel like our voices are limited. But if we just spend a little time getting used to hearing ourselves and practicing objectively noting down what it is that we hear without retaining any negative judgment about it, just noticing, what we're doing is we're training our ear to start paying better attention to the way we are using our voices as an instrument. You can self-review through the categories of those five components that I talked about earlier. So it's your pitch, your tone, your dynamic variance, your rhythm, and your clarity. So you can look at your pitch and ask yourself, oh, where is my voice sitting at? Is it high? Is it low? In terms of your tone, you can look at, oh, what colors am I noticing? What are the textures that I'm hearing? In terms of your rhythm, you might ask yourself, am I really fast here? Am I very slow? This can be surprising for a lot of people. A lot of people who I've worked with will listen, will do this exercise and listen back and say, I didn't realize I spoke so slowly. I had no idea. Or I didn't realize that I speak so fast when I am talking with people. So these elements here are going to help you to at least have a framework when you are analyzing or when you are watching your own playback. Now you've got a blueprint. You've got a blueprint for your vocal brand, and you can start asking yourself, well, what would I like to shift? And what would happen if I explored speaking at a different pitch or a different spot in my register? How would that feel? How might that come across? You can actually start to play around with these different components and see what you come up with. So give that exercise a try. I hope you have fun with it too. I hope you found this episode helpful. And if you did, be sure to subscribe, hit like for more insights and strategies to help you find your authentic voice so that you can share your unique gifts with the world. Until next time.